Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. During the question and answer session, you may press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'll turn the meeting over to Glenda Cummings, Worldwide Senior Product Manager. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a good day. We're going to discuss the vSecure 111 update. 111 was announced today, and it will be GA on Friday. I would like to set some background right now. This is not a technical presentation. There was a technical GO training that was done on Monday of this week that goes into the technical aspects of the vSecure 111 release. If you were not on that call, if you would like some information about how to re-listen to that call, it was recorded, then please send me an email, and the address is right here on slide number one, Glinda, G-L-I-N-D-A, at us.ibm.com. Okay, with that said and our baseline set, let's go on to the next slide, which is slide number two. And, of course, slide number two gives our trademarks and disclaimers because I do reference other products within this presentation. So that's just our standard trademark and disclaimer statement. Let's go to slide number three. I'm going to give just a short little overview because I know that we may have people on the call who are generalists and don't really have not been introduced to vSecure. But the IBM vSecure Suite 111 for ZOS consists of multiple individual components that are bought separately and installed separately and are designed to help to administer mainframe RACF, to monitor for threats, assist in compliance, monitoring, and auditing, audit usage and configurations, and enforcing policy compliance. Tivoli Security Admin Visual and CICS Toolkit are the ones that fall under the administrative scope to provide administrative provisioning and management components that can significantly reduce administration time, effort, and cost by contributing to improved productivity, faster response time, and reduced training time needed for new administrators and implementation of decentralized administration. The other products fall under the Tivoli Security Audit and Compliance area, which in those products would include the vSecure Audit, the Alert, and Command Verifier, which provide audit, monitoring, and compliance management components. Now, these offerings help ease the burden of compliance audits, can improve security and incident handling, as well as can increase the overall operational effectiveness of security. The new release of vSecure 111 is being announced today in orderable via Shop Z-Series on November the 6th, this coming Friday. I know a few customers who have already asked when they can get a hold of the new release, so please let them know this Friday is the day in which they can order. Let's go to slide number four. The PID numbers for vSecure 111 have not changed. The only thing different is there is a new event source for CICS. The pricing has not changed for this version either. It is still value unit pricing and is in the workload pricer. Just for those who are wondering, there is no LPAR pricing, but subcapacity pricing is available. Please refer to the internal letter for ITLA software for an explanation and the vSecure RFA for any questions on pricing. If you have any other questions on pricing, contact your local pricing person, and if you don't get an answer for them, then you can give me a call. Let's go to slide number five. Slide number five gives the supported platforms. Supported platforms for 111 also runs on some older ZOS releases, formal support, excuse me, formal support for ZOS 1.4 and newer. However, Z Visual Server requires ZOS 1.6 or newer. It was tested and is supported for CSCS TS21 through 4.1. Also for ACF2 and Top Secret Release 8 through R12. DB2 for up to release 9.1. And Z Visual has been tested, of course, and works on Windows XP with ST2 and ST3, as well as Vista. Let's go to the next slide, and let's start talking about, in general, some of the ZSecure 111 functions and features. Identity, there are things that we do with ZSecure that are related to the currency of ZOS 111 as well as RACF. I'm going to cover just a few of these. There are some others, too. The format and analyze of the communication server, TCP/IP. The SAT configuration information for ZSecure audit and ZSecure alerts. This gives you the capability to know the status of any changes that go on with TCP/IP SAT configuration. Identity propagation, or what's called in ZOS and in RACF, it's called ID/ID map. Profiles are defined and are supported and administered through ZSecure Admin. New fields were added and new ease of use capability, such as in the RA.U, which shows the identities that are mapped, and RA.R, which shows the profile details. Scope reporting for access and privileges over mapping profiles, as well as it's been included in the audit concerns, and using the SMF records for RAC map command, and show the distributed identity, which shows the distributed identity username and registry. Now, due to requirements in PCI DSS, we've added support also for the load module signature verification requirements. Let's go to the next slide. The RACF database cleanup function that's new in the ZSecure 1.11 addresses the problem of obsolete authorizations, which is an administrative issue that is increasingly unacceptable from a compliance, governance, and risk perspective. For example, removing authorizations that have not been used for a year. This pertains to unused permits or unused authorizations for like user and group authorizations, as well as unused connects or group membership. At the same time, if the authorizations are obsolete, it is likely that the corresponding resources are equally obsolete and should also be cleaned up or at least analyzed. Obsolete resources on the system represent clearly a security risk because they could be reused for another purpose, and inappropriate access would be granted by virtue of the obsolete authorization lingering in the RACF security database. Now, removal of unused profiles is also possible, but requires a manual review step because you don't want to accidentally delete something that you shouldn't, since there could be some existing reasons for the existence of a profile that the program that we've developed cannot know, and that would be on a business-by-business requirement. The RACF cleanup function can be used to reduce the overhead of processing around earlier authorization reviews demanded by some regulations. There's also, if you do happen to delete something you shouldn't, you can reverse the deletion. And this function clearly will assist in increasing the integrity of the security in your customer's environment. Let's go to the next slide. Integration with CICS to deal with multiple events contained in a single CICS SMS 110 record. Plus, we have a new CSCS event source information provided to the Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager, which they can use. Extended monitoring for status changes in ZOS and RecF has also been added. For example, ZSecure Admin and ZSecure Audit have been extended with efficient capabilities to compare security settings and security databases. Besides providing core functionality for comparison involving any record type, the product features default comparison settings are aimed at comparing the protection settings for different systems or current or old snapshots of the same system or security database. Now, ZSecure Admin and ZSecure Audit contain a built-in knowledge base that is used, if possible, which tell whether a change is more secure or would hence still be compliant, or less secure and hence no longer be compliant. ZSecure Alert is enhanced with extended monitoring, the capability to send alerts based on the observation that a security change has taken place. Note that this is independent of whether an audit trail is active and pertains to any means or utility used to change the setting. Several alerts were also added to ZSecure, such as APS data sets are added by, if they're added by any means, including methods and utilities that do not provide an audit trail. Other standard alerts added for SEC or supervisor calls being added to the system, and changes to the RACF class protection settings, even if this was not done through the standard RACF setterops command. So as you can tell, we've added an extended monitoring capabilities to ZSecure 111. Let's go to the next slide. Auditing the dynamic variants for DFSMS has been added, as well as format auditing for the administrative commands from RACF SMS records to assist in meeting some of the regulatory requirements that are out there. Go to the next slide. Support for PDSE and PDS member-level SMF audit trails showing who changed what member inside a data set, instead of traditionally only being able to know who changed the data set, who changed the PDS data set itself. Support member-level audit information is automatically stored now in the PDSE or PDS data set, like who last stored the member and when. Note that this data is more trustworthy than using ISPF statistics that can easily be changed or faked. Another addition is format administrative commands for Omegamon SMF records to assist also in those requirements. Audit and alert on IP configuration information has also been added. Let's go to the next slide, which is number 11. We integrate with the security-specific events now from IBM's Tivoli Key Lifecycle Manager, referred to as TKLM, such things as user ID used for authentication and authorization can now be used. We also report on IBM WebSphere Application Server Version 7 security events, such things such as allowed access or intended access, resource name, and other access information, date, time, things along those lines. Integration with OAM or Object Access Method for audit and alerting for specific security events has also been added to version 1.11. So we're increasing the capabilities of auditing and alerting on not just RACF, but also other security events that occur from other types of products or applications. Let's go to slide number 12. Password phrases for ACF2R12, we've increased the functionality. We've exploited some of the new functionality that's in that release, such as the use of passphrases, restricted access user IDs, new fields that were added, as well as new SMS fields and events that were added by Computer Associates, as well as the record changes that were done to a LID or to a GSO. GSO is the General Security Options, similar to our SETROPS that we have in RECA, so we can report on the changes to the LIDREC and also to GSO. There were many enhancements that were made to CARLA to provide a lot more ease of use and also extending the capabilities of CARLA. Other enhancements were made in the user interface to support such things such as multiple permits and connects, as well as enhancements to the user interface for simplifying reporting and administrative tasks. Let's go to the next slide. ZSecure 11 will include or does include continued globalization improvements. The main feature is the translation of all the audit reports that contain audit concerns, and a number of smaller double byte character set improvements have also been identified. If you need further information on this or more detailed information on this, there's some on the slide here, but if you have specific questions for that, please send me an email and we'll get those answered for you. Let's go to the next slide. The customer pains that we're that we do solve and that we're working towards with the ZSecure products deal with growing complexity of IT environments and the rising cost of managing IT, as well as the increasing number of compliance initiatives and requirements. I was visiting a customer yesterday, and the gentleman, the IT director, was telling me that 33% of his budget goes toward having to do compliance initiatives. Managing the risk, the security risk, and addressing compliance requirements and supporting their core business has become more complex, all with limited resources. Also difficulty in demonstrating compliance and reporting to auditors and management on a regular basis has become a very huge pain point for customers. The reduction in skills leading to higher error rates along with policy and compliance failures has been plaguing the administrative staff as well. Human limitations and their inability or the cost to provide round-the-clock coverage and error-free consistent auditing and monitoring has become difficult. Level of effort and cost associated with reoccurring compliance reporting and consistent data generation has also plagued our customers. The benefits that we have with ZSecure is that, from the administrative standpoint, it provides a user-friendly interface for RECA with extensive auditing and monitoring capabilities from the admin portion as well for the enterprise, which can result in more efficient and effective administration and compliance to defined security policies. The ZSecure admin functions that the products that we've been talking about helps free administrators to focus on other security issues that may be going on in their organization. While preventing security breaches is paramount, administrators are frequently bogged down with tedious, time-consuming day-to-day tasks that divert their attention from being able to research security issues. The ZSecure suite offers a range of those products designed to help to reduce administration time. Remember, those products are ZSecure Admin, ZSecure Visual, and ZSecure CSCS Toolkit. And they enable the valuable mainframe resources to focus on improving the quality of security within their organization. ZSecure Audit is the leading security software program that enables the efficient and the effective RECF administration, typically using significantly less resources. Let's go to the next slide. The most comprehensive integrity audit and reporting tool available that addresses the ZOS, the RECF, ACF2, Top Secret, Unix, CSCS, DB2, providing monitoring and reporting and auditing. A wide variety of canned audit reports and the capability to create specialized reports is one of the key benefits or the value points that we have for the security and audit and compliance portion of the ZSecure suite. Now, those products include the ZSecure Audit, Z-Secure Alert, and Z-Secure Command Verifier. The ability to capture and provide some comprehensive historical reporting is required for compliance, which is one of the strong points that we have for our Z-Secure products. Auditing requirements and for assistance with PCI, JSOX, FISMA, Basel II, GOBA, and other requirements available out of the box to be able to provide reporting and monitoring for those requirements. Now, compliance requirements become increasingly focused in this area, removing and showing proof of deleting obsolete authority is key to satisfying those requirements I just mentioned. And finally, this area of support addresses those type of regulation concerns. Proactive protection, including the ability to stop an attack to RACF before it happens. Reduction of security administration complexity. The ability to identify obsolescence in the security database so that it can't be used. Extended and independent monitoring to track and assess the consistency of security changes to ZOS across the system and compliance of those changes in comparison to a best practice knowledge base, which we provide. Also, one of the benefits is the ability to integrate with Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager to offer auditing capabilities beyond those things, such as RACF, ACF2, and top secret platforms, to include Unix and Windows, DB2, SAP, and Oracle. Let's go to the next slide, and let's look at the new capabilities at a glance. Now, bringing this all together, the Tivoli Security Suite is a valuable part of managing mainframe security as a process that helps meet the needs of auditors and the business units itself. Now, these offerings are the result of long-term commitment to innovation on the mainframe and to enabling the customer to improve and simplify mainframe security auditing, and mainframe security administration. Through a broad range of offerings, the Secure Suite helps you address the key mainframe challenges, now, challenges such as audit and compliance management. Under audit and compliance management, being able to report on questionable system configuration options and dangerous settings for privileged users. Integrate with TKLM, WebSphere, version 7, and OmegaMon for security events for monitoring and reporting. Measure and verify the effectiveness of mainframe security and the security policies around it. User and security administration, by user and security administration, to include centralized and decentralized management and provision of users' profiles and resources, and consistently monitor critical users or privileged users and the data that they use or misuse. It's just as important to know sometimes that a violation has occurred, but remember that's a violation and they didn't get access. But being able to audit and review what a user does with privileged information is very key to being able to have a successful security program. Also included is security risk detection and avoidance so that the customer can reduce operational costs and achieve faster incident detection and review, as well as generate alerts with incident reports about RACF, about the IBM System Management Facilities, SMF, as well as DOS, DB2, CICS, and Unix system services and other subsystems. Let's go to the next slide. Just a minute, my computer has sort of frozen up here. By expanding the capabilities of Z-Secure to not just RACF, each of the key functions within Z-Secure delivers distinct benefits that can help reduce costs and improve ROI while managing risk and improving service on the mainframe, which is one of our goals that we have for Z-Secure 111 and being able to enhance the security system. achieving savings with simplified security administration, and we are continuing to find ways in which we can do that. The Z-Secure Admin products provide a simplified security administration through the user, through the friendly user interface that I talked about, which helps define and grant access to users and groups in real time. There's no waiting for the access to be added to a non-live database and then have to wait for that database to be restructured. Now, Z-Secure can provide significant savings in terms of the staff effort required for policy management and security management tasks. It can also reduce the wait times for users, as I just mentioned. Now, if I can reduce the wait time for users, I can increase and improve the productivity of users so they don't have to wait for access, so that everything can be reduced by automating those common functions. Changes are real time, which means the user doesn't have to wait for a refresh of an unloaded database. Reduce costly errors and security risk is one of the other goals that we have for 111, and that would be for Z-Secure providing the policy enforcement with the capability such as within Command Verifier and audits and alerts. Reducing the administrative overhead with automated security auditing and reporting was one of our other goals for Z-Secure 111. It provides a comprehensive auditing that can detect and report security events, so security events from WebSphere version 7, DB2, the OmegaMon, the OAM, and as well as DFSMS, and can then include things such as being able to analyze for exposures. So that was our goals and some of the things that we put into Z-Secure 111. Let's go to the next slide. Competitive information. Where would you go to get competitive information? There's the Tivoli Competitive Action Wiki, which contains information for competitive information against CA and Vanguard and Beta Systems, as well as a couple of other smaller firms. This information is there for you to use. It is you can definitely cannot give a document to a customer that talks about competitive against another organization, but you can certainly speak to the customer about it. The contact for that was Ken Baldwin as of yesterday, and since I had to post these slides last week, the new person is Barbara Santarud. However, if you go to that link that I have on this page, you'll see a contact information for Barbara as well. There's also out on the wiki, there's what we call the competitive trifold. There's one for CA, there's one for Vanguard, and there's one for Beta Systems. These are things you can, like, put in your pocket, things you can remember quickly when someone talks to you about wanting to know information and how we stand up against our competitors. Let's go to the next slide. Services offering from Lab Services. This is something new that the Lab Services have come out with. It's the Z-Secure Component Installation and Basic Customization Services. The target market is any ZOS client that has RACF ACF2 or Top Secret, or any ZVM client which is running RACF ZVM. Remember, there's a seventh product within the portfolio for Z-Secure, and that's the Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM, which does administrative and auditing capabilities for ZVM and for ZVM RACF. Now, some of the other things that the Lab Services has put out is maybe a few questions you could keep in mind when you're talking to someone about Z-Secure, or they've bought Z-Secure, or they're looking at Z-Secure. Some of the things is, does a client need help in getting the most out of Z-Secure? A customer normally buys Z-Secure because they have an issue in mind, or they have a process in mind that needs to be improved. They implement Z-Secure to accomplish those type of issues that they have, and sometimes they don't go further than that issue where they need to be able to use more of Z-Secure that can reduce a lot of issues that they may have. But normally, you know, it's one of those things that they talk about, you know, I need Z-Secure to be able to do this and that. then they install it, implement it to do that, and then they don't have the time to go further than that, and that's what the lab services can help them do. Another question is, does the client have to meet any type of regulatory or requirements quickly? And, of course, the lab services can address those issues, as well as do they need a way of tracking compliance for those requirements. It's available worldwide, and I provided a link on this slide where you can go out and read about what the lab services is offering and see if it complies with anything that your customers may need. Let's go to the next slide. Here's a few resources for you to review or even to give to your customers. The enhance the security for your enterprise with IBM System Z and the Tivoli Security Solutions. The enhance and accelerate audit and compliance activities for the mainframe environment. And there's also a new one. If you do a search on the web on IBM, there's also a new white paper on the ROI for Z-Secure. You can visit the web page. We have the bundle for Z-Secure, which is the Tivoli Security Management for ZOS. And if you go out to the next website, which is the IBM Tivoli Suite page, you can look at data sheets for each one of the products, as well as feature function and capabilities and benefits that are available for each one of the products. So that's available for you to use. And, of course, to point your customers to it for them to use as well. You will also find a link on that page for that ROI paper that I just talked about. Let's go to the next slide. The Resource Center, there's also a red book that is available on using Z-Secure and auditing System Z or auditing in general. The red book is available on this link, and it's a very good book. You can pass it along to your customers as well. And there's a CCR2 article that you can go in and look at that was an interview type of communication. Let's go to the next slide. Now, I put this slide in so that you could see a summary of some of the new SMF record types and fields that we're using now. This is sometimes important for customers. They may ask you what type of SMF record that we're using. This is just a quick reference for you. For instance, the CSCS Type 110. The IPsec configuration is for Type 119. Member level changes for PDS and PDSE member level changes is like Type 2. The new RACF events are always under the Type 80. The OAM is 85. OmegaMon is, we use to simulate SMF records, and you can see the rest of them that's in here. So it does give you a way to have a little bit of a reference on the new SMF records that we're supporting and the extensions that we're supporting within SMF. Also, as a page for you to refer to or to use when you go out and talk to someone about the new capabilities within Z-Secure 111. This is just a little brief summary that you can use. Let's go to the next slide. Now, some contact information that you need to know is mine as well. I'm the product leader. I'm the product manager for the Z-Secure products. If you need marketing information or want to know if we have some type of marketing information, you can contact Ann Lasher. Her number, her email address is right there. Competitive information, go to TCA and remember Ken Baldwin, who has turned over the Z-Secure competitive research to Barbara Centerud, and you can see her address when you go to the TCA. Or you can send Ken an email, and he'll forward your request over to Barbara. The lab services contact for those services that I talked about, you can contact Rob Wise, and there's his email address as well. Now, at this point in time, let's open it up for any questions that may be out there. Operator?
Thank you. Thank you. And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone. Once again, it's star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And I have no questions at this time.
Okay. I will give you back 15 minutes of your day to go out and sell Z-Secure and get customers interested in it. So at this point in time, just remember how to get a hold of me if you have any questions. And I do appreciate everyone who showed up. Thank you, operator.
Thank you. And that does conclude today's conference call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.